Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Senator Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut, who sits on the Senate Judiciary Committee, is calling for a delay in the hearing and confirmation vote on Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. Senator Blumenthal is on our newsline. Senator, why delay this?
The Republican leadership has set a completely arbitrary and irrational deadline of this Monday for the sexual assault survivor, Dr. Blasley Ford, to come forward and tell her story. The foundational principle ought to be that a sexual assault survivor should have the opportunity to tell her story when and how she wishes. And in this instance, Dr. Blasley Ford has very understandably asked that the date be postponed to maybe Wednesday or Thursday in the week, with conditions that assure her safety and fairness in the way she's questioned. And so I've asked that there be an FBI investigation to help uncover the truth, that other witnesses be called and subpoenaed if necessary, because the way the story is told has to be designed to uncover the truth and also protect Dr. Blasley Ford.
Now, we understand Dr. Blasey Ford would like to delay her appearance. Judge Kavanaugh has agreed to appear before your committee on Monday. Do you still expect him to be there?
We are awaiting word from the chairman of the committee, Senator Grassley, as to whether he will postpone it, as I've requested, a number of my colleagues have as well, and most important, Dr. Blasey Ford has requested. She should be given the opportunity to tell her story in a setting and on a date that is okay with her, because she has been through a nightmare: death threats, false accusations, hostility, insensitivity, some of it from my colleagues, which I greatly regret. And now there is a need for investigation by trained professionals at the FBI. It's their job to do this kind of investigation. And there's a need for corroborating witnesses who may shed light on the truth as well. I'm hopeful that those conditions will be met, but she apparently has agreed to be flexible. And I think we have to admire her courage and strength.
Senator, if I could play a bit of a devil's advocate, looking at the positions expressed by those on the other side of the aisle, do we really need a delay? Do we really need an investigation on something that may or may not have happened 40 years ago?
Do we really need a rush to judgment for the lifetime appointment to the highest court in the land that will affect people's lives in real time and in the real world for decades to come? There ought to be no uninvestigated serious allegations here about the person to occupy that position of immense trust. All we're asking is that the truth be uncovered, and the arbitrary deadline that's been set is a disservice to the American people, to the Supreme Court, and ultimately to Judge Kavanaugh. This stain and cloud over the court will undermine its credibility, the trust and faith of the American people in its impartiality. What's needed now is uncovering the truth, and these very serious allegations must be investigated.
Do you still expect the Judiciary Committee and the full Senate to vote on Judge Kavanaugh's nomination before the November midterm elections? This is not an effort to stretch it out beyond that, is it?
There's no effort here at undue delay. What she has sought is a few days, not weeks, in postponing the hearing where she will testify. But these allegations are so serious. And frankly, I believe the survivor. I believe Dr. Blasey Ford. She has come forward at great cost to herself, There's every reason to believe her. There are various reasons to disbelieve Judge Kavanaugh, such as his evasive and seemingly misleading testimony to the Judiciary Committee. So the allegations here are serious, requiring real investigation and a opportunity for her to testify that meets her need to prepare and also protect herself.
Finally, Senator, do you wish, perhaps in retrospect, that Senator Feinstein, ranking member on Judiciary, had perhaps come forward with the information she had from Dr. Blasey Ford earlier and gotten this all out in the open earlier?
The foundational principle in dealing with victims or survivors of sexual assault is they have a right to tell their story when and how they wish. She requested confidentiality when she wrote to Senator Feinstein, and Senator Feinstein respected that very strongly expressed wish for confidentiality. She declined to come forward. Now she has. We need to move forward on these very serious allegations and explore whether this man belongs on the highest court in the land for a lifetime appointment when he has been very credibly accused by a survivor of attempted rape.
Senator Richard Blumenthal, Democrat from Connecticut, sits on the Senate Judiciary Committee. Senator, thank you for taking a few minutes with us today. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.